Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Are you concerned this drama is going to halt this Eagles team and hurt where they're going this season, which should be at least the NFC title game, if not back to the Super Bowl in Santa Clara? I do have concern. I don't think there's any team out there better than the Eagles, but I do believe that the Eagles' nonsense and their own drama internally could hurt this thing moving forward. Where do you come down? Are you concerned about everything going on? It just gets louder and louder. We're going to let you hear in a minute what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. He was peppered with questions. I was going to say start of the press conference, but someone snuck in a couple of Fred Johnson questions and Cowboys questions first, and then they got
Why?
To it. I don't know. I mean, Fred's starting to right tackle. Anyway.
Yeah, he's the most important. Most pertinent thing. Out there.
We'll get to Jalen's response coming. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, look. Buddy. Why you cut me off yesterday before I could get to my contest question?
I forget, but I told Kyle to make sure we got your answer. Did we get it? I think we did.
No, we did. Come on. Okay. Covering up stuff, man.
You weren't going to win anyway. Your answers are always terrible.
All right. Go ahead, Jay.
Yes.
How you feel about D-Gun throwing you in there?
Hey, man, I've arrived, dog. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't walk off the field. I didn't walk out the fry. I was cooking fries when I started out. Now I'm an analyst.
That's blowing like up. Call a big brother. No, you know.
he said, I D-Gun my little brother. That's crazy.
Hey, look, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, he need to get some facial hair. That's what he needed to do. Get him some
look,
facial
man.
Hair.
This thing, I can't wait till this season over. We get another one. And look, I'm hoping they trade Jalen, man, because I'm tired of hearing his name every day. I'm a fan of his, but everything is Jalen's fault.
No, I don't think that's what's being said. I think that he's a part of the problem, though. I think there's something there. I think that something that Jalen's doing is rubbing folks the wrong way.
Well, look, this is the thing. You gotta listen to Ike's rant yesterday, and if there's people talking trash about him changing up when game time comes, let them play quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to go like on practice.
Let me tell you, man, this is a truism, because there was, as a defender, when Donovan was there, I didn't have a problem with Donovan, because Donovan didn't directly affect anything that I had going on outside on Sunday when he had to score points. Mm. But there were guys that they weren't fans of Donovan, and most of those guys were receivers. But you didn't hear that. You didn't hear it because who was going to say something? Donovan's the man. You know what I mean? You know what the reality is? And we were talking about this morning, man. Most quarterbacks that are at that level, they're wired different. And they do different things. They're treated different.
Because when it's wins and losses, who's sitting at that podium?
Yeah, they're the quarterback.
Somebody else dropped the ball. Freddie Mitchell ran the wrong route, and Neas Williams get the pick. Who's sitting at the podium?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I get that. I understand that. So I know that with that responsibility, there comes a little bit of separation.
I agree with it. Jay, exactly. I think it's wrong that they're everyone's throwing this out there on Jalen.
Yeah, because everybody want to listen to the slow slot receiver with bad knees that just got his first commercial.
I did see a lot of that AJ commercial. I know what you're talking about.
He got his first commercial.
He's on a treadmill. He's running fast, and I see him on the field running these days.
Yeah, exactly. A slot receiver, and now everybody want to listen to him. Okay. It's like I said, go ahead and trade Jalen, a 26-year-old quarterback that's been in two Super Bowls, and go ahead and replace him and see what happens. Like you said, go ahead and put Tanner McKee in and see what happens when he gets hit. Whatever is the same type of winning we had since then.
Well, it wouldn't be the same type of winning with Tanner McKee.
That's obvious. Like you worked there, Jillio. First thing, what's your first response when I say Jolovich?
Paul Jolovich? Jolly?
He said childish.
Childish, sorry. Yeah. He said Jolovich.
See, y'all all co-workers, but look at what you said.
Well, I thought you said Jolovich. I don't know. But what's your point on this? I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. All these, like, you got 53 personalities in there. You really think everybody going to get along with everybody? Something happens?
No, I don't. But I think,
because they became acquaintances at 18, people think they were lifelong best friends.
No, but see, Jay, this is different.
But I agree.
It's something personal that happened.
Well, sure.
It's
something different because you don't name somebody your godparent. And then all of a sudden you don't fool with them no more. That makes no sense.
All right, let me just present something though, because we're now wading into all quarterbacks. No one's going to like everyone. Blah blah blah. Can anyone point to me the stories coming out of Buffalo about Allen? The stories out of Kansas City about Mahomes? Can anyone point that this is?
There's probably some exceptions to the rule.
Not like this.
But I will say this, Joe, and I talk about this all the time. Boomer Esiason was not a cool dude.
Sure.
He wasn't a cool dude. Donovan McNabb, when he was younger, was cooler than he was when he got older. Then he got cool again when he got done playing quarterback.
I'm just trying to illustrate it's not every quarterback. They all might be wired differently, but this feels a little bit extreme. That's why I keep coming back to the Russell Wilson thing. This reminds me of the Russell Wilson thing more than anything. And I don't know what happened, but I know this.
I know what happened.
Well, you do.
As I recklessly speculate.
Well, that's what you do. All I know is this. Something's going on here. It's not just AJ. If this was just AJ, and I've been pretty clear, AJ's got to shut up. Like, enough. Like, or is it about winning football games or your numbers? What happened this past week, though, is more than just AJ, right? The D-Gun report on the post-game show with Seth was not simply AJ. It was people within the organization. It's the same thing Diana Rossini put out there in her article on Saturday. Multiple people. So AJ is one person. So if there's multiple people, that reminds me of Russell Wilson, where it felt like, for whatever reason, him and the team were going in opposite directions.
Well, you know what? Let me put this in a relatable context where people can understand. It's almost like, if you own a company, right? And you have this coworker that works his way through the ranks, like going after, you know, working late hours, working overtime, and all this other stuff. And then when they get the job of their dreams, they stop doing all that stuff that put them in position to get all of that.
Mm.
That's what it kind of feels like with this whole Jalen Hurts thing. Like, you know, when you hear some of the stories that are coming out of there, it's like once he got his money, everything changed. And he became more of a problem. But like they always say, money don't change you. It makes you more of who you are.
Well, that's the Russell thing. My perception on Russell, watching it from afar, was he was good. They won with him. But then he got paid the most, and they viewed it as like, hey, we carried you. Now you're the guy in commercials. Now you're the guy with all the money.
But that's
brand new.
That's the nature of the beast, though. You have to understand
it. It could be the nature of the beast. Doesn't mean players in the locker room love that. Like, because what happens on this radio station every time Jalen comes up? He's a winner. He wins. I'm a teammate, I'm like, dude, he wins because we're here with him.
But it's always been like that.
But again, that doesn't change the feeling you have.
No, I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying, Joe. But I guess because, like I said, I played defense. And we knew nobody. Like, I could name the times that I went to the podium and talked. And I remember some of the times I was surprised that I was at the podium.
Can we go back and find those clips?
Like, I'm just like, dog, I'm surprised I'm here. Because you don't get a chance
to talk. Let me get on YouTube and search that.
But that is how defensive players are wired. Mm. And you know what the difference in this one is? Normally, receivers complain. But this is a situation where receivers complain, but the quarterback is greater than the sum of the team, and they don't say anything. It feels to me like they don't feel like the quarterback is that great so they can say whatever they want to say.
Right.
Because they feel like...
Well, that's it.
They might feel like, you know, that he's replaceable.
215-592-9494.
That was me recklessly speculating,
was
too,
it?
By the way.
Was
that was reckless.
All right, can we hear from Jalen? Then we got to tell everyone how we're giving away a great prize. Hey, Jalen Hurts yesterday, a few questions back and forth here about all these reports and everything he's feeling as all this comes out.
Jalen, there's a report over the weekend that there's some frustration building in the locker room with your approach. How do you kind of digest that, and what's sort of your reaction to it?
Just go to work every day. Go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best.
Being in the position you are as a starting quarterback in this league, does that kind of come with the territory? And how do you learn to deal with it?
I think it definitely does. And, you know, I take a lot of the responsibility when things are going. I guess I get a lot of attention when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And so I never run away from holding myself accountable. And I think, you know, I think that's exactly what I've taken the approach of doing. You know, when I look at this last game, you know, I take great pride in what we do on offense. I take great pride in how we go out there and play as a team and what our flow is. And so we obviously got work to do, and I think that obviously starts with me. That's always my approach. That's always me looking internally first in everything that we do, and then in due time rising above.
If there are frustrations from your teammates or coaches with you, do you feel like you're open to them coming to you with them?
Well, I can't get into hypotheticals of if. Ultimately, it's about coming in here and working and leading and bringing good energy and going out there and showing about how you work. You know, at the end of the day, we come out here we are here to play as a team and to play together and go out there and find ways to win. And so that's where we all have our focus at.
So those things haven't been brought to you directly?
I don't want to get into that. I know it hasn't, though.
How about you personally?
Y'all bring it to me. I mean, you know, I think it's a bit of a different thing. Again, I don't want to get into the weeds of anything ultimately.
But from a personal level, that's what I was going to ask you about. How do you sort of, I assume you get frustrated at times with certain things. How do you sort of overcome that?
It comes with the nature of it. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion. And I give a lot of respect to those things ultimately. You know, we're all here to do the same thing. And so it's about the pursuit of that. You know, and I've always encouraged trying to work together to achieve that.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, I thought he handled that part of yesterday well. I mean, he's peppered with questions there about all this, and
yeah.
What I heard was a guy that is trying to keep it centered on, hey, I hear it, you're bringing it to me, I'm reacting to it, but we got to focus on the big picture. I thought he handled all that pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He did what you're supposed to do when you're at the podium. You're supposed to field the questions and try to steady the boat, if you will, and not make it seem like it's a big deal.
Even though they keep happening, though, which is the part of this.
They keep winning.
Yeah, well, they keep winning. And that is the bottom line. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, here we do a prize to give away today. You know what it is? A little Combo Con.
Oh. Combo Con! So y'all ain't going to do Hughes Clues no more, huh?
We're within Combo Con time. Are you sensitive about the Hughes Clues thing?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Listen,
man.
You know what, man? You can't have it all.
It's no coincidence that ever since he had that really bad day
with
the Midwest. What are you talking about?
You know what you did.
I don't know.
Hugh, like, literally nobody got it. So, like, we had to basically give it out.
You know that long-standing theory that Michael Jordan didn't really retire? He was, you know, suspended from the NBA
for all that.
We may have shadow banned Hughes Clues for a while.
That ain't right.
Well, I mean, maybe the Jordan thing wasn't right, but David Stern had to put his foot down.
Huskel is a phantom injury right now.
Blue Jeans like it had to put his foot down.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
And we banned Huskel. Anyway, we have Combo-Con today, which, of course, is presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. So you're playing today for the qualifying prize, which is the Jack Daniel's prize pack, the rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber Grobusch courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. So you win today, you're automatically entered for our grand prize, which is the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. It is an awesome grand prize, all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, today, it feels like it's appropriate to do this. Today, we're looking for notable breakups, as it does feel like we are headed at some point here for a breakup between the quarterback and the wide receiver. All right, notable breakups. Best one we get today wins the qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Will, good morning.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Will, what's up?
Truck, baby. I'm coming right there. But listen, I just want to say, with this Jalen situation, right? We can't feed into what's going on. Just like Flavor Flav said, don't believe the hype. You dig what I'm saying? Right now, we're in a great place where we can do a repeat, and all we need to do is for everybody to ignore what's going on. Because right now, it's a big distraction. And this happened when the collapse happened. You know what I'm saying? And we got to understand that these guys, whoever's leaking this stuff out or reporting all this nonsense, let's put it to rest. I want this team to come together and show that whatever they try to do, they're not going to stop our destiny. We on our way to another Super Bowl, and we're going to win it. All we got to do is stay in tune with each other. And let me ask y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the main thing the main thing.
Always. That's what we do on this show.
Right here, football, you got 32 teams not going after stats. They're going after the Super Bowl. And the only way you get to the Super Bowl is not by stats, but by winning. And let's keep that in the forefront. Because like right now, hey, baby, you know I'm always ready. Just like the Eagles is always ready. Listen, our defense is going to step up. Our offense is going to step up. Hey, AJ, it's time, baby. It's time to stop playing possum. Possum is over, baby. It's time to get it going. The great game, the defense, everything. Chris, everything. Everything is about to go down, baby. Because guess what? The wait is over. The blossom is over. We're about to take over the lead. And now everybody's going to see that, yes, we can pass it, run it, anytime we want. It's time to show the world that we are the best team in the league. And nobody can beat us. Like I said, this is the game of chess. And your biggest opponent is yourself. So Eagles, the only team that can beat you is you. So let's pull together. Let's get this Super Bowl. And let's go right back to back, baby. Because guess what? We built this team. Team by team. Player by player. And we're going to drop pass by pass. And we're going to stick by stick. Every front that tries to come up the middle. Every quarterback that tries to run the ball. He's coming in. Guess what? Defense. Offense. Come together. And this spell. E-A-G-L-E-S-T-M.
Will, that's a hell of a job. Every time I'm down in the dumps, you bring me back. Will, what do you got for us for the notable breakup?
The biggest breakup in rap history. Wu-Tang Clan, baby.
Wow. I mean, Will just brought it today. I mean, Will, that was a home run. You know,
did they break up, though?
Well,
Wu-Tang.
Did they not break up?
I think they kind of just went, you know, they started working on different product. I mean, product, like
isn't,
projects.
Isn't going your separate ways kind of a breakup?
I guess. I guess because I never thought about the Wu-Tang Clan as being broken up.
So I guess that's on us, though. We didn't qualify it with, does it – it can be an amicable split.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I got some good ones?
Oh, man, I do. I have a – like I was telling y'all about one of them yesterday. that was like, Buddy was like, no, I don't fool with that cat.
So according to the AI overview on Google, the Wu-Tang Clan is not officially broken up. They never officially disbanded. Members have stated they always planned for solo careers under the group's banner.
Yeah. So that's what they all went. They did their own things. Like Bobby Digital, Raekwon did his own. Like, yeah, a whole bunch of them did their own little
but
thing.
But sometimes people break up, they go their separate ways, and it's not like a big blowout. It's just like, hey, we're going to go our separate ways.
Ooh, I can't. I'm going to let people guess, but there are a few that come to mind that are really, really good ones. Mm. Like that are super controversial. So I'm gonna lay out, but there's a few that I don't want to talk about it because this is my useless information realm.
You got a lot.
I got a lot of that. So yeah, I'll just leave it alone. I'll let the people guess.
Let's go to Tanner in Philly up next on WIP. Hey Tanner.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey Tanner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, nothing. So with the breakup and everything, Jalen and AJ. Mm-hmm. I can see both sides. I loved it when we got AJ. I loved it when we drafted Jalen. I was a big Carson Wentz guy, but I knew it was his time to go. Thinking about it, though, after this game, depending on how Jalen plays, I think it'd be best, since we're going into the easier part of the season, to allow Jalen to get his mind right, take a break, sit maybe a game or two. Because he's got so much going on with the media and everybody criticizing him.
When you say sitter game or two, you mean Tanner plays quarterback, Tanner McKee, and Jalen sits?
Yeah, give Jalen a second to recuperate.
Tanner.
And allow,
Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner, what's your last name? It's not McKee. It's not McKee, is it?
No, it's not McKee.
Okay. But Tanner, let's workshop this a little bit. Say they win this game this weekend.
Yeah.
How do you justify sitting Jalen down? And what are you doing? Washing dishes? What you doing?
He's busy.
Nothing. I'm moving around.
Let's work on
the content of the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. So how do we decide to put Jalen on the bench if he beats the Dallas Cowboys? He is 8-2, by the way. So how do you justify that to this fan base?
I'm not saying as slight on Jalen. I'm saying it also as thinking about it from an owner's standpoint too.
You ain't answered the question, Tanner. You're not answering the question. I asked you a simple question. What is the press conference being that's held that says we're going to sit Jalen down after he beats the Dallas
I just
Cowboys?
Hope we're carrying it alive, whatever the press conference is.
What is the message?
I'll help you out, Tanner.
It's cool, Tanner. It's cool.
A mental break for 2 weeks. That's the message.
Yeah.
Mental break. Let him cook.
1 or 2 weeks, allowing him to get right. And maybe that's also time for him and AJ to work out whatever they got going on.
Maybe like a couples retreat. They could go away and they'll come back better.
Yeah.
But here's the question, because there's always like Pandora's box. Right? What if Tanner McKee goes in there and lights up the Bears the next game? Then what do we do with that?
Oh, well.
I think that's
also what the city's
that's also a workshop there, too.
Yeah, you didn't workshop that one.
I didn't workshop any of it.
Well, always have to workshop the other side.
It's cool, Tanner. I'm here for you.
You know what he sounded like, Hugh? When Joe questioned your analogy the other day,
you
were stumped.
No, I was not stumped.
There was a 6-second pause.
I had to workshop it a little bit, but I got there. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Tanner, what's your notable breakup?
I was thinking of Hugh and breaking up the mini glizzies, but it was more of the Eagles so princess.
That was not that.
Princess
that
Diana
was really good.
Princess Diana and Prince William is a big one. I watched The Crown on Netflix. Princess. Good show, by the way.
They didn't break up, though.
Well, what do you mean they didn't break up?
They
he was with Camilla. I mean, they didn't break up.
Well, yeah,
she had her. She had her.
My timeline was off. Yeah, he did. You're right.
When she had the other boyfriend that she was in the car with her.
You're right. My timeline.
I did watch The Crown on Netflix. It's good. But do we want to? Which answer of his should we put into the submission box? Because I do like Princess Di.
The hot dogs was so creative, though.
Not that funny.
It's no, so I like good. All right, Hugh and the mini glizzies.
You were the butt of the joke.
Nah.
Yes.
That
was so good.
So, I guess Princess Di is still out there for someone to take. Sure. But I'm writing down Hugh and Mini Glizzies for Tanner's answer.
It's just the Mini Glizzies being eaten by Hugh. They're broken up.
Yes. Are we totally sure that that wasn't Taylor McKee? You talked to him pretty often.
Not
that
totally.
Wasn't his.
That
wasn't
sound
his.
Like
okay.
That didn't sound like
make
it.
Sure that was because that you want a controversy. Taylor McKee calling WIP and calling for himself to start. That would count. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. All right, coming up, your phone calls on this. Your submissions, notable breakups for a chance at our qualifying prize for Combo-Con today. We'll get back to the calls. Plus, Jordan Mailata on the drama. What he said when asked about all this stuff. Are you concerned this thing could derail the season? I am Hugh holding firm that he's not. Where do you come down? Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And my friends over at FanDuel, we need to talk about them. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. Who do we like tonight? Probably Josh Allen. Maybe one of those tight ends he throws to all time. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You like this song, Hugh?
No, not at all.
Huh?
No, I don't.
No? I never know what I'm getting from Hugh when I ask if he likes the song.
Who is this anyway?
You've...
Oh, I don't like the intro.
Oh, but
I
you like
the song.
That's what I thought. I thought you'd like the song.
Yeah, I don't like the intro.
Okay.
That intro is a little bit too
dragged
out.
I'm glad
we
let it roll then, so he could give his take on it.
Dragged out. It's like 10 seconds.
I know. I mean,
you know what? But I guess I've never heard the intro like that. I guess I never heard the lengthy intro. The intro is terrible.
Well, you got to build up to something, you know?
Not all the time. I mean, well, yeah, I guess you do. You got to work the turntables and stuff. Wiki.
Excuse me?
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494.
Slow down today, man.
Work them turntables.
We're going to have you putting the fries in the bag by 2 o'clock.
Put the fries in the bag.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here. But first, before we do that, and we have Combo-Con to give away, your take on all this, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. A little surprised at the results here. I expected a lot more heads in the sand with this one. Are you concerned that the Eagles drama could derail the season? Hugh, where do you think the votes are on this? Yes or no?
60-40.
I thought it'd be in the 60-40, maybe even 70-30 no range. 55% no. 44.5% though, yes. That's a decent amount of people that have some concern here over this whole thing. More than I thought it would be. One guy that obviously doesn't, or at least he's saying that and trying to hopefully believe it and lead the charge of that, is Eagles left tackle Jordan Mailata. Here he was yesterday on the afternoon show with a different spin on the drama around the team.
Yeah, all that noise is again, great for us because we just bundle together and stay close and tighten it. But the team morale is great. We're all trying to stick together. We are sticking together, and we're trying to find ways to keep improving and keep executing at a high rate. And execute that game plan that we install during the week so we can help contribute to the wins.
You know what I hear when I hear him talk?
What'd you hear?
Well, just like tunnel vision, right? Like he's trying to keep his mind on they've got a game Sunday against the Cowboys, trying to avoid all this. I mean, the part for me that is like the craziest of all this is some of this is coming from within the organization, mm-hmm. right? If it was just conjecture, if we were concerned about the, you know, whatever, the team, the offense, the quarterback, that's different. You know, I mean, the first thing we heard this week was Derek Gunn talking about people within the organization are concerned. Like that's the weirdest part of all this, because you would think they'd want calm, right? They wouldn't want drama, but obviously at least a decent amount of people down there, Hugh, are welcoming the drama. They're creating it.
Yeah, it feels like it's getting to a boiling point, but I don't think it's there. I think that they just want some things to change. Team is 8-2, man. See, this is why it's hard for me to wrap my head around. I've heard the same things that everybody else has heard, but he's winning. If it's Jalen, I don't think it's all Jalen. Let me say that too. I don't think it's all Jalen.
But someone there seems to think Jalen is a big part of it.
I think that they feel if they feel that part of it could be a lot better if he would just change some of the things that he's doing. That's what it kind of feels like. It feels like they feel that, hey, you know, we're banging our head up against this wall and it's not working out for us, but it would be a little bit better and people would feel a little bit better is if he lets the ball go. You know, I think that's what the root of it is. And I think some people handle it better than others. I don't think AJ's handled it the way that you would like it to be handled. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is some genuine frustration down there.
I'm also struck by how, and it's actually frustrating for me, that nobody there has come out very strongly in defense of Jalen Hurts this week. I'm disappointed. I mean, the strongest.
So you're reading into what's not being said.
Yeah. Why can't a player stand up this week? And there's been multiple opportunities. I mean,
say that's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
Back up off my guy.
Whoever's saying this from within our organization, stop. We're trying to win football games. This is not fair to him. He's our guy. We win with him. Like, why is Ike Reese and Dan Orlovsky the strongest defenders of Jalen Hurts and not someone within the locker room or a coach or anybody? Or even if you want to do it the way the first stuff came out anonymously, it could go anonymously. Someone could leak to a reporter here locally, hey, Jalen's our guy. Whoever's saying that is wrong. Why isn't that happening? Like, they sent him to the podium yesterday to swim in the deep end by himself. Thank goodness he could swim. I mean, like, there's nobody here defending him. All I'm hearing is, yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. Okay, I didn't say it. Okay.
But you know why.
Well, but
I mean, you know why.
But if there's a fire, even if you didn't start it, you could put it out.
Yeah, you could.
You don't have to say, I didn't put that. I didn't start that fire.
A lot of that, like, listen, even though he doesn't have a mustache and, you know, he's a little suspect. You know, you're never supposed to trust nobody with facial hair. D. Gunn is a good dude. Like, and I haven't seen him in a while. And that's why when somebody comes at him, you know, I'll defend him because I know the person. Mm. You know what I mean? And I feel comfortable. And I don't feel like I'm going out on a limb by saying some of the things that I say about it.
Right.
Now, on the flip side of that, the fact that you brought it up tells you everything that you do. You know the answers. You just don't want to say it. It's like nobody really rocks with Jalen like that. Recklessly speculating that.
Oh, you threw it in there.
Recklessly speculating. Because it is. Man, listen. There's been times that I've gotten in trouble for something that somebody says about you or Kyle on Twitter. Mm. And because I will defend both of you guys because I work with you every day. And there's been times where people say, oh, I know you can't stand Kyle, or you know you can't stand. Like, and I'm like, no, it's not like that. No, I mean, we've seen them. We've seen those. And it's like, no, it's not like that. Because some people don't understand the show's dynamic. We can yell and scream at each other all day long, and we can disagree. But at the end of the day, we're friends because we work together and we have a great working relationship.
So you're saying you do that because what's being said is not true and you want to put it out.
Yes.
Yes. And they're
but
not.
That's what most people do.
Well, I know, but why can't the Eagles do that?
Because some of it must be true. But the bottom line is this, and this is where it gets muddy for a lot of people. They're winning football games. Everybody doesn't have to like everybody. I remember when I first got to Philadelphia, didn't like Bobby Taylor a whole lot for whatever reason. We didn't get along, but on Sunday, we got along great. And as we grew, and as we grew as a unit, that shifted. It shifts. And now, you know, one of my best, like, family members, like that's what it is. And it could be that way. But when you have somebody that's by themselves or as an individual, it's hard to back that person.
Yeah, it's just notable
to me. And then think about it like this. Jordan Mailata last year. Like, just think about the shift, people. Jordan Mailata last year when Jalen won the Super Bowl, he sang his praises after the game. And for him to sit there, like, this is where you have to be a little bit, you know, you got to read the room. He sat there, and he works with Jalen, right? He works with Jalen every day. He knows about D-Gun, and he knows how reputable D-Gun is. And you know what he says? And he sees Jalen every day. You know what he says? Well, D-Gun's a respected reporter. You know, I don't know who in the building said that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if he's hearing it, like he didn't dispute it. This is where you got to listen to what's being said. He didn't dispute it. And he didn't say, you know, he was just like, hey, well, you know, yeah. He didn't say nothing. He was just like,
well,
oh,
but I could even go for like a, I don't know where that's coming from. All I know is I don't feel that way. Like somebody. The Eagles can change. The Eagles have created this conversation. They could change the conversation. I mean, all this stuff is coming out from the Eagles, whether it be AJ Brown's Twitch or AJ at his locker or his Twitter or now this stuff, which we're hearing through people.
Can I be allowed to recklessly speculate?
Because at this point, that's the name of the show.
No, I'm saying,
just
because
go.
Because there's some correlations. Like, think about it like this. You got Bo Nix, right,
mm-hmm.
who is starting to come into his own.
Second-year player, yep.
And his teammates are going to bat for him. Right?
And I think before you go on, I think there's some similarities. Now, Jalen's more accomplished, but like the defense is kind of carrying that team,
yeah.
right? Like, and he's up
but
and
he's
down.
He's one of the guys, right?
Yep.
You know why Bo Jackson getting all, I mean, Bo Jackson.
Bo Nix. He's certainly not Bo Jackson.
Bo Nix getting all that love. He ain't got paid yet. He ain't got that bread.
I think you're right.
Joe, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Recklessly speculate. When them quarterbacks get paid, man, they get brand new.
That was the Russell Wilson thing.
They move in different circles, man. They rubbing shoulders with MJ. They doing, you know, Nike releases yeah. and stuff. They got commercials. Like, it's a different atmosphere. I would venture to say, I wonder how, since Brock Purdy got paid, his teammates feel about him. I bet he act brand new. It's that position, man. And, you know, as defensive players, we know it. Because we already don't get the respect that we feel we deserve, especially when you know you talk about a team that's carrying the team like it is. The defense is carrying the squad.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarterback gets all the accolades. So that's what it is. Like, that's why you have to be cool with them until they get paid. Because when they get paid, they get brand new. Like a brand new pair of Jordans. They get shiny on you.
215.
You're just saying.
592-9494. All right, let's go to Mark in Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Mark.
I tell you right now, this is really much to do about nothing. Mm-hmm. This is a classic example of a reporter a little bit upset that somebody beat him to his little story. All right? So D-Gun says,
who upset?
A little bit bigger than what it is. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. Listen to his explanation. Sounded like Professor Klump. He's like, oh, I had this on my desk for a little while, and Diana Rossini, she beat me to it, and, you know. So it's basically a Super Bowl winning quarterback who's been the quarterback for 4 or 5 years calls a couple audibles. And so what? He's entitled to do that.
But Mark, you think all of this is about a couple audibles? Like this noise is over a couple audibles,
I mean,
Mark?
There's more. Well, okay. There's more, but we shouldn't be talking about it.
Why not?
We should not
why,
be
talking
about it.
Why not?
Copium.
Why not? Why? Now,
it's
tell me why we shouldn't talk about it.
Talking about an 8-2 team.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Quarterback.
Why are you here? Like, seriously.
I mean,
seriously, Mark, I'm gonna ask you a question. Why are you here? Why are you listening to this station right now?
No, Mark called in because he wants to talk about it on Cowboys Week.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you here?
Definitely.
Well, because I support the Eagles, and I think this
but
is
Mark,
a
But, Mark, it's Cowboys
hurt.
Week. Why are you calling in to talk about it? It's
because
Cowboys Week.
Mark,
there
ain't
two.
See, this is where, like, Mark, listen, you can believe.
Nonsense.
Listen, Mark, can I finish? Because you came in here and you spoke your piece. But here's the problem that I have. Why is it so easy for you as an Eagles fan? You see, we've given you all these examples to immediately go to try to disparage D-Gun in this story when we've given you examples of other people not doing this, that, or the third. Why is it so easy for you to come on in and just say he's lying?
I didn't say he's lying.
No, but you're kind of alluding to the fact that he was like Dinah Rossini took his thunder.
Yeah.
And now he wants to talk about the story.
Mark, may I ask you a question? So you're saying
he won't.
Mark, let me ask you this question. Because they're 8-2, Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's Cowboys week, right? So, Mark, why instead of asking why everyone's talking about it, why did someone or some people within the Eagles go tell Diana what they told him? Go tell D-Gun what they told him. That's the question, Mark, that you need to be asking. Not why are we? No, hold on. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Not why are we talking about it? Why did they do that? Because the Eagles have created all of this drama. Oh, they did it.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because early on, Jalen Hurts said, the offense is going to look the way I want it to look. And people got a problem with that.
What people?
Apparently some people in the building say, hey, this sounds like
almost workshopped it, but he almost got there. Who is you people?
The people in the building that run the show don't like the fact that the leader of the team is taking a little bit more steps further to be a leader and run the show. They don't like the inmates running the asylum.
Mark, you might be right, but you know what happens in sports when when the people in charge don't like what the people underneath, the players, are doing. You know what happens, right, Mark?
When they lose, winning cures everything.
Sure it does. And guess what?
There's
a very thin line between winning and not being a champion. We act as if they've won the last six Super Bowls. Like two seasons. You're moving the goalposts. Two seasons ago, they collapsed.
Wow.
2 years ago, they collapsed. Like, we're acting as if nothing ever bad could happen. Last year, they got through it and they won the Super Bowl. Literally two seasons ago, they were in this exact same spot and threw up on themselves for the last month.
Well, there are reasons for that, and we still don't know. We still don't know.
Sure.
But there was definitely a reason. It sounds similar. So why would you do it again? Why would you
ask them, Mark?
That's what I'm saying. They're wrong. They're 100% wrong for this. Let the guy cook. Let the guy be conservative. Let's win ball games. Why are we talking about? Look, if you lose, you get fired anyway. Whether you're a mailman, whether you're a police officer, if you lose,
mailmen lose.
If things don't work out and they start, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's your job. If you don't produce, you get fired.
Of course,
this is a production league, a production base. So
you're saying it, but you're missing it. Quarterbacks and coaches get to stick around if you win. Wide receivers, it's about production. They keep receivers around for wins. Are we assigning wins to wide receivers?
So a receiver is going to sabotage the whole thing because he didn't get as many catches. Are you kidding me? On a 48-man football team?
How old are you? Do you remember the receiver that was here 20 years ago that sabotaged it? Like, you're acting as if this never happens.
And guess what? We didn't win the Super Bowl.
AJ Brown told us he doesn't care about the Super Bowl. He told you in plain English.
Well, then you know what? Maybe AJ needs to step away then. Yeah. You know? Why is he allowed to sabotage the season? Why?
Mark, that's a great question. I don't know. Mark, I don't have the answer for that, man.
He's not allowed.
He shouldn't be allowed.
The owner came downstairs, bro.
Unbelievable.
Listen, Mark, this is the part that you're missing. The owner came downstairs with all the stuff that you just said and told him he didn't have to apologize. Why do you think he told him that?
Because
answer the question that I just asked you.
You know why? Because he knows AJ's not right. Something's wrong with him.
So instead of him saying AJ ain't right, he said, hey, no need to apologize.
We know something's wrong with him. It's been documented something's wrong with him. So he's not going to ruffle his feathers.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't like the fact that it's selective when he uses it. It's kind of weird.
What is selective? Like, explain to me what you feel is selective.
His mental health issues It never comes up until he gets out of control and gets upset.
All right, well, now we're going overboard a little bit here.
Because it's not really fair for us to
That's why I tried to tiptoe.
Well, but Mark, if this was just the quarterback and receiver, it's a different story. There's other, obviously other people are similar on that side of it. Which
I guess.
Yeah, you can guess. I mean, okay. All right, Mark, what do you got for us? A notable breakup. What do you got?
A notable breakup. Martin and Gina.
Martin and Gina.
Talking about from Martin, the show Martin.
Yes. I used to watch Martin.
You did?
I did watch Martin.
Well, I didn't even know what it was until you guys brought it to my attention.
I feel like Martin has come up before in the show.
No, we had a whole thing about how I had no idea what it was.
It's a 90s sitcom. Yeah, probably a little bit before your time. It was a funny show. All right, let's grab Juice at South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Juice! What's up? Joe.
Juice.
So listen, buddy, let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you this little story real quick, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. So I believe that the Eagles, well, hypothetically, I believe the Eagles and the division's over. So I'm going to declare it, the first week in November. And then I'm going to come on the radio 2 weeks later and say, if we don't win this week, I think the season might be in trouble.
He's talking about you.
How does that work?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, like, we can reason two separate things at the same time. The Eagles could literally not show up for the next 3 weeks, and they're going to win the division. But that's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about winning the Super Bowl.
No, hold on. They didn't show up for the next 3 weeks.
The goals are different now,
Juice. You asked a question. I'm trying to answer. The division has been over for a while. The goal is to win the Super Bowl. I'm concerned this drama is going to prevent them from winning the Super Bowl, not the NFC East with three clown teams. That's not the goal.
Clown teams are strong. That was a strong
You don't see the difference
they
between those two things?
You better not lose one of those clowns.
Not the way Joe
talks. All right, let me ask you this question.
But do you see the difference between the two things? Like, hey, the division is over. Hey, I'm worried this could prevent them from winning the Super Bowl again. Those are totally different things.
Totally.
No, absolutely not. So here's how they're not. One is predicated on the other. They need to win football games to win the division, correct?
The division's over, Juice. The division's over.
All right, so listen. Let's just say, hypothetically, they lose to Dallas. We have a two-game lead with six
divisions,
games
division's still over.
If we lose three in a row, like you said, Dallas is right on our
heels. No, Dallas's next two games are against the Chiefs and the Lions. Listen, they're done. They're not winning the division.
All right, that's neither here nor there.
It is part of the story. It's part of it, yeah.
All right, here's why I call, right? Hugh, you said something as soon as I got in the car, and I was like, I've been saying that for weeks. When you're boys with somebody, and that's your homie, and that's your ride or die, your guy, something has to happen for you to not mess with him no more. It's not just over football, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, something has to happen between you and him, and if that's your guy, it's either family, which will include wives, girlfriends, kids, you know, family, or money. AJ and Jalen, and again, I'm recklessly speculating, opinion, wouldn't have the rift that they have if it wasn't, let's say, personal and it was just football. Because just football, that talk can be had on the football field. It spans deeper than that. And this is eerily reminiscent to me of 2023, right? The year we were 11-1 and collapsed.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're concerned like I am, Juice.
A little bit.
So I am definitely concerned like you are. But here's what I'm saying. I feel like it was the same exact thing, but it was on the defensive side of the football, and we were not able to corral that. And this team is definitely good enough to win a Super Bowl. Broj made a really good point last night on this show. And he was saying how, whether we like it or not, maybe Nick and Jalen are correct in the fact that they're so cautious about turning the ball over. They want to win that turnover
battle.
At all costs, no matter what. And they do that, and we win. And like, they're 40-2 or something like that in the last 42 games win the turnover.
I think their theory is correct that it does lead to wins. It's also it strikes me as a little bit, you know, you need other things to go your way for it to work. I mean, you need a great defense. Like otherwise, Juice, you know what every team would do? Not throw the ball. Play keep away. Like if it was as simple as turnover battle, every team would play super conservative, but every team can't win every game, right? You know, like you have to have certain things on your side for the theory to work.
Understood.
Yeah.
But you also have to have the pieces to do such.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it has worked for them. But obviously, some people don't like it. Like, they might like it, but some within the own team don't like it. All right, what do you got for us, Juice? A notable breakup.
All right, so I sat here and debated quite a few of them, but I think this is a pretty big one. What about the Beatles?
Did they break up?
Well, yeah, of course they did. Here, it's a huge one. Now it's from.
How would you not know that?
No, see, I didn't. I think because Yoko. Yeah, that's right. Yoko. Yoko. Yeah, I remember. Okay, now I remember. Yoko.
Yeah, man.
They blame Yoko.
Yep. Juice, good phone call. All right, the Beatles. That's a big one. Will anyone take down Hugh and the Mini Glizzies for the famous breakup? 215-592-94.
No, you know what's funny? Who was that? Who was it? John Lennon? John Lennon, right?
John Lennon.
That was Yoko. Mm-hmm. I watched a documentary last night mm-hmm. about how, like, you probably don't remember this group. It was called Devo.
Okay.
They were from Akron, Ohio. How they kind of, like, took some of his riffs from his song, and he was upset about it. He was kind of yelling at the lead singer one time.
So he was part of the documentary, or they just kind of
referenced
it?
They were talking about how, you know, I forgot the name of the first song that they did, but it was a chant that they had that was similar, eerily similar to one of his songs.
The Beatles? You're saying the Beatles took this from him?
Devo took it from some stuff
from the Beatles.
Yeah.
And John kind of checked him about it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was funny.
215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines with this and your notable breakups. Plus, Jason Kelce this morning gave his take on all the drama and shared a story we hadn't heard before with a similar situation he experienced during his career. You're going to hear this next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, I got a Jack Daniels
read. Sure do.
Mm-hmm. By now, you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple of bottles so you can make your very own Jack Daniels Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, always tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.